Tom Buick, maker of the 2011 LaCrosse, a luxury sports sedan with a sculpted design. Learn more at Buick.com.
WCVE Public Radio HD. Andy Foldenauer joins us now for business news analysis from RBC Wealth Management. He's sitting in today for Brian Ford. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Wayne.
Well, stocks closed slightly higher for the sixth time in 7 weeks last week, but some large-name banks were beat up due to the potential fallout from the latest foreclosure mess. Bank of America and J.P. Morgan have temporarily suspended foreclosure sales as they review their procedure. What's your perspective?
Yeah, that's right, Wayne. Bank stocks were hammered for our second straight day on Friday as investors really try to sort through the sector's exposure to potentially higher operating and legal costs. To give us a little background on the situation, several mortgage services belonging to large banks have revealed in recent weeks that some employees signed foreclosure documents they had not personally reviewed. These employees can generally process hundreds of foreclosure documents daily and are now affectionately referred to as robo-signers. The use of these robo-signers, who were basically paid to rubber-stamp documents, has attracted the attention of regulators and state attorney generals. Over the past few weeks, the regulators have requested the larger national bank servicers to review their procedures before foreclosing, and as a result, several have announced temporary suspensions of their foreclosure proceedings. How disruptive the crisis ultimately becomes depends on how quickly a number of technical and legal challenges are resolved. As one analyst pointed out over the weekend, this is really a showdown between fast-paced modern finance and our much slower U.S. legal system. So while the finance system is focused on maximizing efficiency and profitability, the courts demand following the protocol. And as you can imagine, it's not going over well that lenders might be taking shortcuts.
Well, obviously this impacts individuals who are in the midst of a foreclosure process, but what are the possible trickle-down effects it could have on the housing market, homeowners, and even investors?
Well, this is still a very fluid situation, and individuals and investors are just beginning to try and wrap their arms around the situation. The best-case scenario is that the banks repair the problem swiftly and the foreclosure process is just slowed down in the short term. Under a gloomier scenario, the problems could expand into a serious legal crisis if banks can't prove that they are following standard property law procedures. The faster homes move through foreclosure, the sooner they can be resold, and a slowdown in the process, even if it's temporary, could negatively affect prices, negatively impact the recovery rate for the lending institution, and also hurt overall confidence. If you're a homeowner headed into foreclosure, this doesn't appear to change anything except to delay or prolong the process. If you're looking to buy a foreclosed home, the purchasing process is not only longer and more scrambled, but you may even have difficulty getting title insurance. As I said earlier, this is still an evolving situation, but if it were to continue to escalate and we find out flaws are more widespread in the processing of paperwork and the political uproar gains traction, banks could be on the hook for quite a bit more. Regarding bank and home building stocks, we believe investors should generally stay out of this fight. Groups or sectors that get blasted when bubbles burst generally take years to mount a sustained recovery.
Gold continues to climb, settling at about, I think it was $1,370 an ounce late Friday, and seems to be on a significant upward trend since the Fed announced the second round of stimulus plans. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, as the U.S. dollar has weakened and currency hostilities have risen, gold is increasingly being perceived as an alternative to paper. Also, in addition to trading on technical momentum, gold seems to be trading as a hedge against both deflation and inflation. Interestingly, with gold's recent climb since September, the stock market has traded higher at the same time. Gold and stocks frequently trade opposite of one another. As one rises, the other tends to fall. And, as you mentioned, Wayne, since the Fed opened the door to additional stimulus recently, gold, other commodities, and stocks have all rallied. At the same time, currency traders have pounded the U.S. dollar. Since June, the dollar has declined about 12%, which is rather significant for any currency, let alone the world's most liquid and most widely used currency. I guess this is all part of the new normal environment that we're in.
Mm-hmm. We have just over a minute to go, Andy. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke spoke on Friday at a conference in Boston. Did he offer any more details regarding the plans for future stimulus?
Not really. Mum's the word from Fed Chairman Bernanke. He essentially kept his lips closed about the Fed's stimulus plans and didn't reveal much more than market participants already knew. Ordinarily, when the Fed wants to help boost economic growth, it lowers short-term interest rates. But with those rates already near zero, it is looking for alternatives. Chief among them is buying more bonds, which would lower long-term rates. Chairman Bernanke offered a generally gloomy economic outlook, stating that inflation is likely to remain below the Fed's 2% goal and that the economy is on a course to grow too slowly to bring down unemployment. His key point continued to center around fighting the deflationary forces in the short run, but still maintaining the confidence of the public to prevent inflation from shooting higher in the long run, which is definitely a tricky balancing act.
Mm-hmm. In about 25 seconds or so, in another sign of the changing times we're in, I noticed Verizon recently requested to no longer be required to print the white pages. What have you heard about that?
Yeah, that's right. The white pages might be going the way of the rotary phone. Verizon petitioned the Virginia State Corporation Commission to discontinue the annual mass printing and distribution of the white pages. Basic reason being that individuals are choosing other alternative methods right now, such as internet directories. And the company also cited environmental benefits of not using tons of paper each year to print and distribute the phone books.
Sure. Okay, Andy Foldenauer at RBC Wealth Management. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Wayne.
This is Morning Edition.